Short and sweet stories.
A good idea for Mumu Blue.
Sweet heroes. Mumu Blue and Sarah are two siblings who love to play together. They have a great time letting their imaginations run wild, making up games and role-playing such fun stories. One day, while taking a stroll at the park, they saw a candy store. Through its window, they gazed at the most amazing display of sweets they had ever seen. Mumu Blue asked Sarah for some money to go inside and buy something.
"Nope, I have nothing, not a cent."
Suddenly, a squirrel dressed up as a superhero walked by, and for a cape, she wore a dollar bill. Mumu Blue and Sarah watched the eccentric rodent jump off the ledge time and time again, trying with no success to fly. Sarah and Mumu Blue looked at each other. They both had the same idea: to convince the squirrel to hand over the bill so they could go into the store and buy tons of candy.
"Hi, we're Mumu Blue and Sarah. What's your name?"
"My name is Ruby, and I'm a superhero."
"If you really want to be a superhero, we can help."
"How?"
"We can buy tons of nuts with that bill you have as a cape, and you could share them with all your friends. That would turn you into a true superhero."
The adventurous squirrel wanted so much to become a superhero that the nut idea sounded fantastic. So she turned her cape over to Sarah and Mumu Blue. Once they had the bill in their hands, Sarah and Mumu Blue ran into the store, their mouths watering at the sight of candy everywhere. They began to ask for all sorts of candy, while Madam Sugary rang up each item at the cash register. And before long, they'd spent all of the money they had. They walked enthusiastically out of the store with their treasure. Back at the park, they ran to take a seat on a bench and admire all of the sugary sweets they'd acquired. They were gobbling up candy after candy, almost swallowing them whole, when the squirrel interrupted them.
"Where are my nuts?"
Mumu Blue and Sarah had completely forgotten about Squirrel Ruby's nuts. They were so captivated by all the delicious candy at the store that they had completely forgotten their promise. To make it up to Ruby, they offered to share part of their treasure. But since squirrels don't eat candy, she declined. Ruby walked away sadly and abandoned the notion of becoming a superhero. Sarah and Mumu Blue continued to stuff their mouths with candy, paying no attention to the squirrel's sadness. But then, something very strange happened. Everything around the siblings began to grow and grow and grow. Or were they getting smaller? They had become tiny. Mumu Blue and Sarah were so scared. Now the blades of grass at the park were gigantic, and it seemed as if they were lost in the middle of the jungle. Just then, they saw a spider approaching. And it was as big as a horse.
"Help!"
Ruby, who had wonderful squirrel hearing, heard their plea and ran to their rescue. Surprised to see how teeny they were, she told them to climb onto her back to escape from the spider. Sarah and Mumu Blue breathed a sigh of relief. Mumu Blue was sure that the candy was to blame, so Sarah proposed they go see Madam Sugary. But when they got to the store, it was closed. That's when they noticed the sign that read,
"Eat in moderation. In case of emergency, see a doctor."
The doctor's office wasn't too far away, but to get there faster, Ruby decided to run over the rooftops, awnings, and ledges to avoid traffic and being stomped on by pedestrians. Sarah and Mumu Blue swallowed hard while Ruby ran at the speed of light. Once they arrived and jumped off her back to walk through the trap door, the squirrel was caught by a net. On the other side of the net was Zamper, the owner of a pet shop. who wanted to trap Ruby and lock her up in a cage to display in his store window. There was nothing Mooma Blue and Sarah could do. They were too small. They had to get back to their normal size as soon as possible. There was a huge red button next to the door and a sign that read, "Press the button." They did, and a doctor immediately appeared holding a magnifying glass. He placed them on the palm of his hand and lifted them to his exam table.
"Crystal clear, another case of uncontrollable candy gobbling. You must take one drop of this syrup."
They took the syrup and grew back to their original size. Sarah and Mooma Blue had a great idea to free their new friend Ruby the Squirrel. They went back to the park and set up a small candy sale with their leftover sweets. With the money they made, they ran to Zamper's pet shop. Ruby was so happy to see them. Mooma Blue and Sarah paid her ransom and gave her the surprise they had prepared, a bag full of nuts. And with a smile, Sarah, Mooma Blue, and Ruby bid farewell until the next story. You will be happy to know that squirrels are small and amusing rodents who, although live primarily in the woods, also adapt nicely to city life. There are over 200 different types of squirrels in the world. The smallest is called the African pygmy squirrel and is approximately 5 inches from head to tail. Others reach impressive sizes, like the Indian giant squirrel, which grows to be a little over 3 feet. They are omnivores and feed off seeds as well as worms, insects, or small birds they catch mid-flight. They also like nuts, so if you're ever walking down the street with a bag of peanuts and see a squirrel nearby, you could leave a few for it. And if it's accustomed to people, it might even come close to your hand to get some. Goodies, as all candy, must be eaten in moderation. Eating too many sugary sweets can cause cavities in teeth. This is because of a bacteria in our mouths called Streptococcus mutans, which loves sugar. So, if we eat too much candy, leftover sugar can get stuck to our teeth, and the dreaded Streptococcus will chow down until it weakens our teeth and leaves a cavity. To avoid this, you not only need to eat less candy, but you must also brush your teeth really well. Excess in candy and sugar can also cause other illnesses, such as obesity. So, you know, go easy on the sweets. Would you like to have this story on your bookshelf and star in it with your own name? Enter www.moomablue.com and personalize Sweet Heroes.
A good idea for Mooma Blue, your coolest, personalized books brand.